Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with. Always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitz, baby? Merry
시간을 잡아먹어요.
Welcome to Vignette Hour. This is Lee, your host, and I got a special guest here today. I got Vin Cron in the house.
What's
He's ready.
Up?
All right.
Yeah.
I like your outfit, man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
And also with us today, we're gonna have also we got Frank here. He was gonna tell us how was your party? How was
pretty
kick-ass, Ecoplex?
Man. It was crazy. It was good. Yeah.
Is it just me?
I think it's just you, man. You're right.
Yeah.
I think it's the shirt on your shoulder.
Yeah. I think it's just music, man. It's the music is hot.
Yeah. What are you playing?
The waitress is Christmas rapping.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's up, man? Welcome. I want to welcome you for coming down to the.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Piñata
like
Tower. I got Henry right here too in the house.
Yeah. What up?
The man.
Hey, grab a headset. You can grab a headset and. And also, we got a Big Chain running the board tonight.
Doo-doo-doo. What's up, man?
Not much, man. How you doing? How's your traffic now coming this way? I'm sure it's pretty light, no?
That's the nice thing about L.A. during the holidays, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a ghost town pretty soon.
Yeah, the freeway's clear, so.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to run naked through the freeway one of these days. Like Friday or Saturday.
Do it, man.
Do it. That'd be so sick. Like, look at that guy.
Do it. Take a picture and put it on Facebook.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do one of those, too. I think Facebook needs that. Just more naked pictures.
More crazy shit. Tumblr's got it.
Talking about nakedness. Yeah. You guys heard about the XXX domain?
No.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like, you know, this .com, .org, .net. Sure. Well, now the porn industry. Or anything, you know. Crazy, you can just get it, and it's XX.
Do they really need that though?
It could be www.beancrony.xxx.
That does sound pretty hot though.
Right?
Are you gonna get a pinatahour.xxx?
I'm looking, man. As soon as I get the money,
pictures of the chonies. Huh?
Yeah. Just to get it, you know.
Yeah, just to have it.
You never know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We can change the format here. Right. We try to do it before, right? With Big Chain,
Ava Vincent.
Yeah, this chick that came down and it was kind of weird, but
who is she?
That was kind of awkward.
Remember
I just
the blonde
porn star?
Oh,
were you here? Oh no.
I wasn't here, dude.
Yeah, no.
The porn star? What?
Yeah. But you were here for that. You got a lap dance though.
I think it
was nice. Oh,
yeah. What night was that?
Huh?
That was at the old spot.
Yeah, good times, man.
Yeah.
I can say this year has been a lot of fun.
Dope.
2011 it's an unexpected year. Like,
yeah,
nothing
year.
Was planned for this year.
Yeah.
No, well, I had a plan, but, you know.
It was a bad year for tyrants, you know, like Osama and all these fools just died off.
Well, those guys are asking. I don't know, you know. That's their business.
And it's weird because.
The kind of business you die. That business and being a rapper, maybe.
Yeah.
Fidel Castro's still around.
Dang, eyebrows went up.
Yeah. What's the name of that little Korean guy that just died? And you see people crying?
Kim.
Have you seen? Yeah.
Lil Kim.
That's insane. People crying. It's like,
they
have a sign on Korean saying cry or we shoot you.
They're all just
that's what they have. They have a sign
have
somewhere
cry,
that says
or get
cry
shot.
Or we're going to shoot you. You know, yeah. That's what it is.
Come on. Really?
Really? Yeah, come on.
Well, you never know. I mean, it looks too, like, not really.
Half of North Korea is starving.
That's what you just said. Stage? What are you guys talking about? It was stage or it was fake?
Yeah, I think it's a stage.
There's a video on YouTube where it's all these Koreans crying hysterically.
Yeah,
and
just like
this Occupy thing, you know? It's also staged, you know?
It's just crazy.
Fuck. Yeah. But that's everything. Everything's fucking fake, so whatever, you know?
So, what's up, man? What's on this 2011? What have you done lately? I know you came up with some comic books.
Yeah, man, I did some comic stuff. I came out with this, like, coloring comic book.
Right.
Because I'm, like, that simple of a guy who's like, I just want to color some shit.
Right.
And, so I made this thing. I want to do a lot of children's books. So that was kind of like my entry point.
I saw some of the illustrations and I saw the response. How was that response for that? How was it?
It was really good. Kids are amazing. It's amazing how they receive stuff. Like we did a couple of book festivals and comic conventions and stuff. So to give my book to kids, because it's all like superheroes of color. So like brown superheroes, pretty amazing. Kids don't really see that stuff. So to see it, it was either like, what? And just being totally amazed or like completely quiet and just kind of like taking it in, you know, because you don't know what to think about something like that because you've never seen yourself as like a superhero before. So so yeah, I've been working on stuff like that, the comic, lots of comics.
Yeah, where can they go and see that? Like,
they can you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, vimcrony.com.xxx. No, don't do that.
Next year.
And Dwap Productions put it out, actually. So you can go to, like, dwapproductions.com, I believe, is the website. Nice. But, yeah, shout out to them because they totally – they handled it.
And how does that work? Like, when they just come to you, like, we want you to do it, or you
– Dwap is all –
You presented to them, like, oh, here's some sketches.
I presented them something, and they were actually, like, just people I knew from, like, school and, like, so an old instructor and her husband. And they're just kind of like big into industrial music and comic books. Right. And that's how we kind of connected, just being like super heavy and evil together.
Also, Vim Crony brought us what do you got there? Some punk rock, some stuff we're going to play later, right?
Yeah. I got some punk. I've got some thrash. I've got some, what else do I have? Just all around, just rock.
I hope you got some new bloods in there.
Maybe I got some new blood. For sure.
Uh-oh, we're getting to... we got some breaking news here.
What's going on?
No, I'm just
kidding. Question. Attack.
Quick question. If you were a superhero, what powers would you want to have?
That's such
one
a
superpower.
Good question. Okay.
Hmm.
Man. Hmm. I mean, I've always thought like flying is pretty amazing, but it might just be teleportation. And I say this because I've thought about this before, and you know, there's like that Jumper movie or whatever.
Yeah, that was. I like that movie. It was pretty cool.
It was entertaining. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. I did the same thing. What he was doing, just going to banks and you know.
I know you'd be loaded. Shit. But recently, like a few days ago, I did have a dream about being able to teleport.
Yeah.
And it was pretty sick. So I think that's probably my calling is teleportation.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Yeah.
Lee.
I don't know.
The power to.
I would like to fly, but I'm already doing that already.
What?
So, what else? I don't know. What about you, Henry? What superpower would be?
I've always liked flying. I would want to fly.
I didn't want to fly.
Fuck that. I'm afraid of heights.
What about you, Big Chen? You want to fly? Yeah, he wants to fly from Santa Monica to downtown for sure.
Teleport.
I fly every day, man.
The thing is, if you could teleport, then you could just kind of like teleport into the sky. And then just do kind of like free fall and then teleport before you hit the ground and be like, I was flying.
Yes.
No, don't do that.
I'd want to have the power to be invisible. Like, you know.
Oh. Invisibility.
Yeah. Nice. But super strength.
Now, did you have these
too?
Did you have those sketches before or something you just worked out of a...
Yeah, man. Dude, I've got like ideas for days. So that was kind of like I was doing a lot of projects and nothing was really seeing its way to completion, I feel like. So within that month, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do my own comic and just write down a bunch of characters. And I just drew like 30 characters with like their backgrounds and origin stories. And I just kind of made it happen. So they were already in my head. And I've just got like thousands more superheroes kind of waiting to be set free. So, yeah.
All
right. Doing that. And I'm doing like another comic next year that's more of an actual comic. It's very like, I don't know, Buffy meets some kind of galactic space. I guess I keep saying Blade Runner, even though I say Blade Runner, but I do not like Blade Runner.
What?
And I'm a huge cyberpunk fan. It's so boring to me.
Cyberpunk. I like that.
Yes.
What's a cyberpunk band? I mean, what's a cyberpunk movie?
A
movie. What would it be?
Tetsuyo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Tetsuyo's amazing.
You mean with Jackie Chan?
No.
No, man. No, Jackie Chan.
No.
Jackie Chan.
the director's name. He's done really, really amazing stuff, but he's also did something called Burst City, which is really amazing. A lot of the Japanese cyberpunk is just fucking rad. Yeah. You know, Hackers is like the standard American
popular.
Angelina Jolie, yeah, and which she was actually kind of good looking, but you know.
Yeah. What about kids? Johnny Mnemonic?
Johnny Mnemonic is really
like the
sick.
First Neo, like ish.
Yeah, I really, really like Johnny Mnemonic because it's one of those, it's so bad that it's good.
Isn't Henry Rollins in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in it.
Immediately cyberpunk right there. Yeah.
Henry Rollins?
Yeah. Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff.
We were just talking about that dude, right? No way here.
Rollins, the actor.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff, man.
Crazy shit.
But yeah, so working on that, working on another comic. That's going to actually be promoted with a short film, so I'm doing like this short live action.
Have you seen the cartoons lately on TV? Yeah, I mean, do you watch TV? But
I don't watch TV.
But have you seen the new cartoons out there?
Yeah. There's some really bad shit. But
crazy.
Because, I mean, it's been like years.
I wish I can go to Comic-Con or go one of those things. I think I'm going to do that next year.
I don't want
to
do that shit.
Yeah, just see what's out there, like, you know.
I'm too punk, I guess, because I'm just like, look at all these posers here.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
oh, man.
Yeah, cartoons were pretty bad. That was a break?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
My body needed a break.
Have you guys seen, if you're going to see a recent cartoon, Avatar The Last Airbender. Watch it.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
What do you mean? That's a cartoon?
Yeah, that's where.
Don't watch the live action movie. The most awful movie I've ever seen.
Avatar.
I hated the way that thing ended, man. It was just like, what?
The Last Airbender?
Yeah, man. I mean, it looks cool.
I've never seen it.
The cartoon or the movie?
I've seen the movie.
Don't watch the movie.
It was like they could have done more on the movie, but they didn't. They went cheap.
I tried.
But the cartoon, I just saw it on Netflix. Like, I saw it twice.
That means it's not going to be a good movie. You know? Like,
what? Oh, yeah.
You saw it on Netflix, though? You saw the cartoon?
Yeah, it's on. Yeah,
it's that cartoon's amazing.
Afro, I just watched the. We're talking about this Japanese guy that brought the. What's it called?
The anime
style. And how he influenced the American drawing to forget his name. Makanda, Takanda, something like that.
I don't know.
Copacabana.
<I don't> know.
Anyway.
Akira Toriyama influenced my style. He's the guy that did Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
That's how much of a nerd I am.
I was a Dragon Ball.
I like that. I like Dragon Balls.
Yeah. You like Dragon Balls?
I like Dragon
Balls. Where's
the
drum roll thing? Huge. That was good. No. Come on, man. It's cheap, but good. So, what else are we talking about? This is so random.
Yeah, this is cool. But anyway, listen, we're going to come back. We're going to come back, talk about more about you. I want to talk about film. And the bands, I want to talk about the bands that you film and also how far you went with your film that you're in. Yo, what's up? Who's this? Yo.
Yeah, this is Fernando.
What up, Fernando? All right, yeah, we're gonna come down right now.
I'm outside in the hallway.
All right, I'm coming down.
We're going to go open the door right now.
He's my dub dealer.
He's my dub dealer.
Let him in.
Does he have any cheesecake?
Yeah, he's my dub dealer.
They deliver now, huh?
Yeah. So we're gonna play some music right now, and then we're gonna come back. We're gonna come back and talk about the films and the.
I'm gonna hang up now.
Good night. And the Kill Rock starting and MTV and all that cool stuff. So, go ahead, Frank. You ready?
MTV.
Listo.
You wanna play some norteños and shit? Punk norteño.
Here we go.
All right. Tantos hombres y tan poco tiempo.
while I sat at the dock. When I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park, I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. By then I was ill and cold, the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at night. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he left his driver's wallet back dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold, said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, but that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bumped, 'cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the dough was for me. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Back. That was a nice set, Frank LePaul.
Gracias.
I like your stuff, man. This guy, you know, makes it right.
Those are some jams right there.
Oh, dude, that's sexy. Is this me or?
Let me see that.
Look at my hair.
That's how, all day, my, all
when
day
I wake up in the morning, this is how I look.
The hair.
When I wake up in the morning.
For the audience, I just drew a picture of Trump.
So here, Piñata, yeah, we have, I got Vin Caroni in the house, and also I got Henry and Fernando dropping by, and Frank LePaul doing the mix.
Everybody, it's a party. Yeah.
Hey, so okay, so you, I use. What was your most interesting video you've done? I know you've done a lot
that was
of videos.
A nervous laughter right there.
Yeah. I know. You know. You I saw all your videos and I saw, you know, like your work. They're all different.
Yeah.
All your videos are different.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that do videos out there. They're like, oh, I'm a videographer. Oh, I can do a video. Look. And yeah, it's done. But there's, you know, people like you, when you do your videos, it's like, I can see the artwork and I can see the,
you know. Make me cry, dude.
It's, no, that's all right. But can you
cry.
Have, I can, here.
Enjoy. No, I can do it on the art. Yeah, man. I think I just, it comes down to me just being really, getting really bored. And it's like, I have to do something different, like each time. Right. Even if it's, you know, like we were talking, I'm working off of other influences and I'm being influenced by things. So
mm-hmm.
I'm recreating stuff also, but I'm still just like, every time I want to do something different. And yeah. Yeah. So my most interesting, was that the question? Most interesting?
Or? Yeah. You know, I'm sure there's like, they're all different bands, different sounds. But out of all your projects, you know, like, have you,
man,
what's your favorite? That's, I guess.
You gotta hit me with a good question.
Yeah. That's,
let's say, like, you were doing an interview show too, right?
Yeah.
It was called what was it called?
Oh, there was two. There was The Gaze, and then there was Debunk Punk.
Debunk Punk. That's something that I used to watch. Like, yeah. So here and there.
Yeah, Debunk Punk was cool.
Yeah. That was
I'm gonna skip over the question. I want to answer that fucking question.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I like that video, that one where like the boy doesn't have his dad. That
yes.
one was cool.
Okay, dude. So yeah, to go off of that.
And the recent one that you made with
the lost for
yeah,
words.
So that's why.
What's in the video?
Talking
to the microphone.
I forgot her name.
Oh, okay. Haneen?
Yeah, Haneen. There you go.
Yeah.
Dude, that was sick.
Yeah, video, so I mean, dude. Okay, so both of those. So the one with the boy, shit, I can't even remember the title. But that's Reaching Away. That's working with like a really old friend that I've known since I was 18 and doing, I've done like three videos for them. And that was really cool, interesting, because that was a really fleshed out idea. Right. You know, and we talked about it, and we had storyboards and drawings. He had drawings, I had drawings, and it was just a fun experience, like in Bakersfield. So it, automatically, it's interesting, you know. And with Haneen, that was just a crazy interesting, because I've been an Atari Teenage Riot fan since I was like a teenager.
Atari teenager? Okay.
Atari Teenage Riot.
Yeah.
So. To connect with her and to have her come to like LA and for us to shoot the video. You're thinking about the Do You Know video, the one with the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, and that's all just like
wow.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's pretty much all like in a hallway with like her and a TV and you know some lights, but that's so that one's really interesting.
Yeah.
Old school, I really, and you know, this is kind of a shout out to them too, but the tremolo video I really, really like doing, just because that had a lot of elements to it, and I almost wish I could shoot that whole video over again, and like with all the knowledge that I have now, because I really just like the concept with the, like the skateboarders and like the coolness, but then there's like the girl with the wings, and just, and those guys are really awesome, and I really like that song, so that was an interesting video too. But
I think when you do a, it's like doing like a movie score.
Yeah.
Like you want to put a, like there's music, there's sound out there that you can see, you can picture, you can see, you have visions about it. And you're like, oh, I can put this on the film.
Yeah.
Within 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Like I can just deploy like a story right away and do something.
Yeah, there has to be that. And I mean, recently, I guess, I've gotten more offers to do videos, and that's not always there. Like, I'll get a song, and I'm just like, oh, man, this song's
really hey, tell me, you just did a heavy metal video. How was that? And then I saw it, and then I saw it later, because I saw, like, you were posting pictures, like, oh, this is how it is, and I can see, you know, like, okay, the behind-the-scenes kind of.
Then
I saw the video later, and I was like, it's like the whole like you add some magic to it.
Cool. Yeah.
It looked like it was done in Berlin or like some medieval time. It's pretty cool.
So yeah, that's Hyrax.
That was cool.
And hopefully we get around to playing. I have a song from a band that Caden used to be in. But yeah, Hyrax has been around since the 80s. they're like legendary thrash metal band.
Yeah.
So that was weird. And he lives like, I don't know if I should say this actually, but he lives like right up the down the street from me. So, you know, they're from SoCal.
We got one listener right now. Right.
And it's that one guy who's like, yeah. Cadence in SoCal.
I'm there.
Yeah. So yeah, that was an amazing experience because one, I'm a huge fan of Hyrax. Two, well, shooting it was so awesome and fun and hilarious because they're totally the typical like heavy metal band.
Yeah, I can tell. You know? I saw the pictures.
They're really intense and like, but they're really goofy at the same time because, you know, they're just like, we're drinking beers and we're just going to get wasted and we're shooting a video, heavy metal. And it's just like, it's like that for like 8 hours, you know? It's like, I got to go home. But yeah, I love that band. I love that video. Broken Neck is the name of that song. So
That's so, that's pretty cool.
2 minutes of just explosions and heavy metal. So, like literally, yeah, man. So just
and how was your experience with doing that little videos for MTV and Kill Rock Star? I don't know if that label's still around. Kill Rock Star.
I know that's is Kill Rock Star. That's so sad to say. Yeah, well, with that, it felt like that. I'm trying to like choose my words carefully with that, because I love the New Bloods and I love Kill Rock Stars. I love like just that whole experience was great because that album, and even like before, because I knew about them and I knew them before they got on that label and they just had the 7-inch and I had them come down to the Gaze and had them play a couple of songs live, and they were just really amazing. Just to see, you know, black punks just touring and playing music and actually putting out music. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And women also. So I don't know if I think Osa asked me, or I don't know if I asked her. I can ask bands too. If like, yeah, you want to shoot a video? But that was like a dream come true because they flew me out to Portland and we shot the video and I stayed there for like a few days.
That's cool.
And yeah, it was just a really amazing experience.
I saw that band here in the smell and then you were there too, right?
Yeah, Henry. That was amazing.
I think you got a tape out of them, right?
And you still have it. I never got it back.
Well, you left it behind, so
yeah, right.
It worked both ways.
That's so funny. But yeah,
I got some stuff of these.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Stuff you leave behind. But yeah, that was great. Going up to Portland, shooting the video for them, going to see the actual Kill Rock Stars like office, and seeing the people behind that.
They released some good shit. Like, good band.
Yeah, Kill Rock Stars.
Yeah.
I'm saying if they're still, because I haven't seen anything I saw other labels, but. Kill Rock Star, I like how they put out their shit.
They're strictly Seattle-based, you know?
Yeah. No, I know, but
Portland. Yeah, Portland.
Yeah, but I haven't seen, you know, like something put out by them, so I was wondering.
Yeah, they were doing it, I think recently they were doing a lot of singer-songwriter stuff, and I love, there's some singer-songwriter stuff that I love, Anus Kings, for one.
Rest in peace.
Don't say that. No, they're still playing shows. The Kill Rock Star started putting out some kind of weaker
stuff. You know what? We're talking about the New Bloods. Why don't we play your favorite pick right now? So do we have those ready? Yeah, I think we do. Yeah. Can we go with what number is that?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It's Sally from the Valley.
Oh my God. What's up?
Caller. How's everyone tonight?
Pretty good.
Oh, we're doing just fine. We're all right. We're about to play some New Bloods. Hey, Jeremy, you think we can get to that song?
Well, that New Bloods track is it's from their last album, but it's more like an a cappella. It's more like a transitional thing. So what do you want to do? You want to play that and then go into...
You know what? Fuck it. Why don't we just go with...
Are you taking requests right now?
Yeah, do you have a request? Yeah, what's your request? I can write it down. Do you have a pen? Can I get a pen? You want
Tupac.
Yeah.
Dear
Mama, right?
Tupac.
You want to hear Dear Mama?
It's alive in Cuba.
Holler.
Tupac. Well, so what do you want to hear from Tupac?
Keep your head up. What do you want to hear?
Where are you calling from exactly?
Whatever. like, you know, old school Cali style.
All right. Coming right up, hey, darling.
You want me to play some digital underground?
What I think you lost her with that.
Oh, well, you know what digital underground is?
Oh, shit.
That's where Tupac come from.
Yeah.
You just made her cry, man. Why did you do that?
She just found out. She's probably Googling right now.
Yeah. Wikipedia.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Where are you calling from?
Let me check that shit.
What part of the valley?
There you go,
baby. Yeah. Holla.
Tupac wasn't always gangster.
She's still alive, right?
He's in Cuba.
Oh, he's in Cuba.
Yeah,
he's kicking it, dude.
With Notorious B.I.G.
with Aaliyah.
He's like, "Hey, yo, nigga, you're dead right now."
He's over there with Heavy D also.
Sad, Heavy D. I love Heavy D, man.
He's badass. You could dance too.
So sad. Wow. So let's play this track. Okay, can I talk about it? That's next.
Yeah. So let's talk about the
Phantasm, man.
Yeah, Phantasm, and that's Pray for Power.
Pray for Power. So this is Phantasm. This
Where
is
it
like,
from?
This is California. This is LA, I guess. Because this is Caden from Hyrax in an old band when he wasn't in Hyrax called Phantasm. Pray for Power. It's fucking, if you don't like metal, this song should get you to like metal.
All right, man, let's do this.
It's intense.
Fast.
Yeah.
Pray for Power.
2 minutes.
2 minutes and 1 second.
What's the name of the song?
Pray for Power. Yeah. Don't pray for me. Pray for
All right,
power.
So the next band, I was trying to get this band to play, but they said they were busy in January. Clorox Girls.
Oh, Clorox Girls.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're busy, man. I think they're recording or doing something. I think this guy is in another band too. Like,
yeah, they're a busy band.
They're a really busy band.
Justin's in LA Drugs now, so they're playing shows. But
that's the dude we met at your apartment once, right?
That's right. Yeah. So. Yeah, so this is Clorox Girls, Bad Girls.
Oh, by the way, we were at his apartment. We were just making cookies.
Yeah.
We were baking
peanut
cookies.
Butter cookies. so, yeah, this song's awesome. Justin's really amazing. He's totally punk, really weird. And he he helped produce a couple of videos. So, like, shout out to him for that. I mean, he's pretty awesome. So, yeah, I don't know if we want to go right into that or.
Yeah, let's play. This is Clorox Girls, Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
Here, Piñata. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Now, this band right here, whatever happened to the girl? Anna's Kings.
Anna's
right?
Kings. Yeah, yeah. They're still around.
Yeah?
They're making... they're actually doing really awesome things. They just put out an album called Seems You Haven't Learned. I think that's the title of the album. That's just a lot of tracks, a lot of really, really good tracks. I'm saying shit, but it might not be true. I think that they just put it out and it's awesome. I'm doing a video. I shot a video already for this next song called Drifting. Really, really good, mellow Anus King songs. They talk about all their songs being really depressing, and it's kind of true. And I really like it. Really depressing acoustic.
That's the name of this song called Seems You Haven't.
Oh, the song's called Drifting. The album. Oh, yeah. The album's right there. Seems You Haven't Learned.
Nice album.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always
doing. All right. Let's go ahead and play some Anus Kings.
Yeah.
What a name. Wow.
Play that anus.
All right. I like how you said Anus Kings.
All right. Anus Kings right here. Market or casinos. I guess we're back, huh? Yeah, I guess we are.
All right, business.
So this is Piñata Hour. If you guys are listening to this show, it's every Wednesday here at Skid Row Studios. .com. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9. This is going to be our last podcast here at the studios.
For this year.
Yeah, for this year, 2011. And then we're going to come back in January, right? Are we coming back?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm coming back. Just checking.
Sure.
Just checking, man.
Sure is a good answer.
Sure. That's awesome. He looks at me like,
As long as it wasn't hell no.
Right.
I'm like, can I talk to you after the show? But anyway, so yeah, so this is going to be a love show, and I got a Vin Crony here.
Vin Crony in the house.
Yeah. So, okay, so we were talking about your films and, you know, with the bands and stuff. So talked about a little bit about your photography, too. You did some photography, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, the new era of filmmaking.
Oh,
someone's
on.
Did we get a call?
Yeah, your call.
Hello? No, we just got a call. Who's
this? Are the calls random like this? This is awesome.
Yeah. Hey.
Yo, hey. Who's this?
Oh, he's out in the hall.
Oh, it's a chai. Oh, yeah. We got a crazy caller.
People
call to get in. Another dub dealer coming in, dropping some stuff.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, y'all? What up?
There's a lot of drugs here.
I need a pizza guy.
Hey, didn't he ask me on the way out about the key? Or was it you?
That was me.
It was you, right?
To leave the door open.
Yeah,
I straight up slammed it like, pass. And then I'm outside. I'm like, shit.
I'm gonna have to call.
Show.
I'm like, hello.
That's funny. Yeah. So films.
Yeah.
Photography. That's
hey, are you planning to do like a documentary or a little movie in the future?
Man, it's all documentary. That's the conclusion I've come to. No matter if you've got actors or whatever, it's all you're documenting the moment. So, not to be all fucking heady and shit, but it's true. Yeah, it's all documentary.
No, it's all right. You know, I like your jacket.
You do.
Thank you. I like your face.
You like my face?
I know. I love the flyer, the Pinata Hour flyer. It's so good. But yeah, so photography, it was kind of like a transitional thing because all the most recent film equipment with the DSLRs and shooting basically with a still photograph camera. Man, I saw a really good, Lee's got the Bad Dude shirt on. I saw a really good Bad Dude show like at the Smell a long, long time ago. So it's kind of like one of those natural things because I've been shooting, I guess, a lot of fashion too, and I think it's just kind of my way just to hang out with really hot women. And it's working, so yeah, I'm going to stick with photography.
You remember the guy, what's his name? Say Cheese and Die?
Oh, Preston?
Yeah, Preston.
Preston Palindrome.
Yeah, Palindrome. That dude, man, he's always taking pictures and all those hot chicks all the time.
Yeah. Shout out.
You know, it's not a bad thing, so... But no, just working with like just beautiful people in general. You guys are beautiful. I was like, Bastida's music video, yeah.
I'm fucking cute. I know. Shit, I look good in camera.
Cute as a button.
HD. Yeah,
there was a lot of shots.
I look good on HD.
There were a lot of shots of playing.
Yeah, Henry looks so look
good
at him.
Profile.
Look at
him.
Yeah.
Good profile. Yeah. That's why I hang out with him because he looks. That's all it is.
Yes.
You too, Fernando.
All right, thank you.
Just give me the look.
What about me, Lee? Don't leave me hanging.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You too, Frank. Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah. We're all guapos here.
We're all very much guapos. Yeah. Nah, the ladies that's how you do. You got to be versatile.
Yeah, man.
Got to do everything, you know, nowadays.
Because this is what I do. Yeah. It's like I don't have a job, you know, so... It's like I have to.
Yeah, man,
to.
That's why I brought you here because, you know, you're doing your own thing. And,
artist,
you know,
photographer.
It's like you can do it because I know a lot of people are be listening right now and they'd be like, oh, you know, check the videos. And then they're like, yeah, this is what he's doing right now.
Yeah. If you're an artist, whatever you're doing, you just have to like super hustle it, you know. And I don't have like a manager or anybody representing me or anything. So it's kind of like I have to be very grown up in a way, which is really weird because I just want to be just like, oh, it's cool, you know, whatever, but then I have to be like, where's my money, you know? That's when it gets intense,
but you have to be, you know, your art, and when you do something good, you don't do it for free, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there
I learned that because I was watching Batman, and that's what the Joker said. When he was sitting on the table with all those bad guys, you know, they're like, how much do you want? It's like, I want half.
Right.
Yeah. A little half of our money, yeah.
What did you think about? I mean, I really like that movie.
That was a
can't wait for the new one.
Fucking yeah, that was like the best.
The Three Stooges are coming out.
Oh, that looks awful, man. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah,
I thought it was like.
Are you serious?
I thought it was like a serious movie about their life and everything.
Have you not seen the trailer?
Man. No, but it's nice, man. I love it. Oh,
man.
I don't like it.
Frank doesn't like it.
At first, I was like, I was intrigued by the idea, and I was watching it, kind of like smiling. Mm. It looks too high definition for me. Like, I feel like I want to see.
Well, you know what? I noticed that it looks like they brought the high definition, but on, I think around at a different time, like a different era. I mean, they still wear the same clothes.
Right,
look
right.
Kinda,
fucking haircut.
Yeah, they still got the haircut.
Hey, leave him alone.
You know, it looks like they brought the HD to what era they filmed this? 19
what? It's the same, present time.
It's modern, 19, you know? Yeah, it's got what's the fucking thing?
Oh, it's supposed Nokia to be like a present.
Yeah, it's just three present studios, day, but it's just Three Stooges. Me? Yeah,
no. It's like with everything, like with Smurfs. They're just they're just taking everything.
Oh yeah, they
Hollywood's
got,
running out
they got Snooki in it.
Yeah,
a lot of people dress old timey nowadays. So
yeah, man.
I guess it could be too far-fetched.
Are you justifying?
Far-fetched. You know, I see some people dressed like the 20s.
No, I'm not saying.
If you
whatever,
see the trailer, look it up on YouTube. It just looks awful.
Yeah, it's awful. It up.
They're gonna do whatever they want to because they have millions of dollars. Yeah. So it's
there's
like,
a lot of garbage.
I've seen that Hobbit trailer. That looks pretty sick.
I haven't seen it. I hear.
We can't smoke in here, right? No. Yeah. Okay. Just checking. You never know.
Oh, man.
So you can watch the trailer?
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and play another song. It's called The New Venice.
So this next one is Volcanic Slut. And there.
All right, let's hear it.
dinosaur.
Crazy. I like this.
Shit.
Is this working right now? This US stream, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
We got live video.
We're live.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll catch it. But anyways, that was a sweet song, man. Sick.
Volcanic Slut from Florida.
Oh, they're from Florida. Nice.
My name like Volcanic Slut.
I know.
We are volcanic.
So slut. Heavy.
Heavy flow.
Okay, up next is going to be... We got, what do we got?
Up next is New Bloods.
Yeah. What is the name of this song right here? Day After Day?
Day After Day.
Day After Day. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah.
One of my favorite.
Really?
One of my favorite.
I like it too. It's a cappella.
I like all
melodies.
Of them, but yeah. Really kickback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really interesting. Well, okay. So the name of the next song is the name of the band is The New Bloods. And this is Day After Day.
Check it out.
Day after day,
the sun shines its light.
Night after night,
the stars shining bright.
There comes a time,
there'll be no light.
Only night, only night, only night.
In time
to come,
in time
to come,
in time
to come,
in time,
day after day.
We got 5,000 pros. We hit the bar. Give it up for that, baby. Tell me, the day is good. Y'all already know. Sun Club Club, and they do it big. We got a small video for y'all to watch. So y'all make sure y'all ready to squirt.
Squirt.
Give it up. Take the squirt. We got a movie for you.
Yeah, Tower's back. Noise, loud, punk, local stuff. Florida stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Not so local, I guess.
Not so local?
That's okay.
It's local.
America,
it's local.
Local.
For local.
America, like the earth, the galaxy.
Oh, man.
Did you guys hear about there's another planet out there?
Oh, yeah. I heard there's a few.
Just like there's a few now.
There's
a few now. Earth-sized.
With water?
Yeah.
With yeah. People.
Perfect weather.
265 days. That's and then 70 degrees. They can see the you picture of this planet. There. It looks like they can see clouds and shit. And,
it's like peace.
Peace.
I'm in another
I think
world.
If it's close enough to the Earth in a wave. From, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe some
it's way too far, man.
Some punk rockers out there.
Some hot green women.
Oh, yeah. Star Trek style. Huh?
Green women? Wow.
Think about it. They're probably looking at us like, we found smoke another around. Earth-like planet.
Smoke yeah. around.
Looking at, we're not, you know, whatever that planet's called over there.
They probably don't have noses or something. They're something. Probably really hot.
Hey, that could no be. Noses. That's still hot. Fuck it, dude. Yeah.
Where was Alf? Remember Alf? Where
yeah,
was he from?
Alf.
Alf.
Oh, Alf? It was he was from
Melmac, right?
He was from Guatemala, right?
Hey, Willie.
I remember that. Who's the first one that was?
Wait, what?
From Guatemala.
What?
You were the first to remember that. I think you were the
yeah,
first
that's
one to
right.
Say, that's some really good trivia.
I didn't know. I used to watch that show so much, but I just forgot.
What did you like to eat? What was his favorite food?
Cats, man.
Cats.
Did you watch the cartoon?
Oh, I didn't watch the cartoon. Remember the Burger King puppets?
Wow. Yeah. See, that just blew my mind.
There was like a heavy metal one, and he had like a red bandana and he came with a guitar, and it said like Melmac Rocks on it or something.
That's
like that.
Awesome.
Crazy.
Do you remember those? The Burger King puppets?
I don't remember.
They came with a record.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go back and rewatch those episodes.
You can YouTube that.
It's hey, just that, song, that theme song.
And so we're gonna play Backseat Bingo. We're going to play some.
Bingo.
I don't know. Have you ever heard this band? Backseat Bingo.
I think I just heard about it tonight when the guy came in.
Backseat Bingo. Yeah, he was here earlier. He came down. He took his time. He dropped a CD. We downloaded it.
Oh, and, we missed Bob.
Yeah, Bob was here earlier, so
they're gonna come back. I heard this, so I feel I want to say it because he was like, "Oh, they have a Kickstarter apparently, and they're trying to."
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. If you can hear me, go ahead and call the number, dude. It's 1-800-893-9562, right? 1-800-893-9562. That's a nice ring to it.
1-800-893-9562. Pinata
hour.
It could be
sex.
Pinata
hour. Your dreams come true. All right, so do we have those ready?
Dale, yeah,
that's creepy.
Dale.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and play the first track. Once the track is finished, I tell you what was the name of the track. But this is their new stuff. This is Backseat Bingo.
Do you want to play back-to-back two songs?
Yeah, let's play back-to-back.
All right.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Nice. Yeah. That was Backseat Bingo. The name of the song is I Just Might. I Just Might.
I Just Might.
I Just Might.
Go get a double double.
Kickstarter and donate to Backseat Bingo's cause.
Ooh.
Yeah, so these guys are trying to raise some money for it. They're almost there. And so they came down to Piñata Hour to see if you guys are listening, you can go ahead and help out with this. They're only, I think, $200 away. So if you guys can go to their website at Backseat Bingo, you can see on Facebook. And they have a website there, www.kickstarter.com/projects1727, I think. But you go there and you're going to see, basically you go into this website and I guess you PayPal, you know, give them some money and whatever you can donate, I guess it helps with the cost. These guys are trying to release a 7-inch. Yeah, on the vinyl, so that's pretty cool.
Wish you could donate hugs.
But this song, yeah.
Well, it's like pre-buying the record.
But this song is pretty much, I Just Might, you can download it for free too right now.
It's a good song.
Yeah, really powerful.
Yeah, apparently it's unmixed too.
Different so. Local, yeah, they're a local band. That's anyways, mixed. So we have one more song of them. It's track number 3. The name of this song is called Yes, Yes, here, Piñata Tower. Backseat Bingo. They're from LA. I think they're from
down the street.
They're from down the street, right? I know the guy. I think he was he lived in the downtown for a while, right? Uh-huh. And something like that. Right here, Fernando.
Koreatown.
Yeah, now he's in Koreatown. So that's Backseat Bingo. So yeah, go to the website. Backseat Bingo. They're on Facebook, or I guess you can go to Kickstarter.com and I guess search project, and then you're going to see the project Backseat Bingo.
Sick. I like the theatrical vocals. Really good.
Yeah, what do you think about it, man?
Kind of like Talking Heads meets
I was thinking that.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. Like,
I've seen this dude's life.
I'm a big Cars fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Cars, yeah. Yeah. For sure. I'm into it.
Yeah. I hear a caller.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we got a caller here in Piñata. Who's this?
It's Bob.
Oh, hey, it's you. Bob.
All right, what up, dude? We just play your stuff right now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no problem,
thank
dude.
Thank you for playing our stuff.
Hey, you might want to explain to our listeners right now what's up with this Kickstarter.
Okay, so the Kickstarter basically, we have a deadline. Our deadline is the stroke of midnight, New Year's Eve, and we have to meet our goal, which is $1,500, and we're only like $200-something shy of our goal, and we meet the goal, and if we either meet the goal or surpass the goal, either or, we get the record comes out and all the money comes in. If we don't meet our goal by the deadline, then everybody just gets their money back.
Cool.
And that's pretty much how it works. And then the 7-inch will come out, and you'll get a 7-inch vinyl with two of the songs on it, both sides. And then you get all four songs as MP3.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, congrats.
So, and we recorded all analog live in the studio to 2-inch tape. Then we mixed it down into another studio to 1/4-inch tape. And we just have to master. Just have to master that shit.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, man.
Press it and deliver it to the people.
Hey, the people want to speak now. Go ahead, people. Anybody want to say anything? No?
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, I'm sorry,
the record. People agree. The people agree.
Yeah.
The people agree?
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Agree. Pre-order all records.
That's a good idea.
Hey, so the songs that we just play are going to be in on this release, right?
What about the song?
Yeah, the song we play, are they going to be on release, right?
Sorry about that.
That wasn't gonna be on the
the songs that I just played.
Yeah, are these songs that we just played going to be on the?
Oh yeah, those two songs are gonna be on the. Those are just mixed. Haven't been mastered yet.
Okay.
And those two songs are gonna be on. Well, we haven't decided yet because we know the first one I just might is definitely gonna be on the vinyl, but the other one you just played, which is called Party Favor. That one, we haven't decided if that one is going to be on the vinyl, the 7-inch, or cool. Just the EP. But we have the other one that I sent you called Yes, Yes, My Favorite. That one's the other one we're kind of deciding whether we want to put that one on the record as well.
Yeah,
the vinyl
just,
as well.
Yeah, we just ended up playing Yes, Yes.
Cool.
Mm. Nice.
Like you're going to play Yes, Yes, My Favorite right now, or...?
Oh, we already did.
No, we didn't. No. It was an.
Oh, no, that was Party Favor.
Oh, that's Party Favor? Okay, so
yeah.
I guess we're going to have to play
Yes, Yes,
Yes.
My Favorite is actually should be the fourth track on there.
Hey, B-Chain, you got that song right there?
Yeah? Which track?
It's Yes, Yes, the fourth one.
The fourth one, yeah, yeah. I can play that. You want to play that right now?
Yeah, let's play it right now. So this is Backseat Bingo. Hey, thanks for calling, Bob.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right. That's Bob from Backseat Bingo. All right, so we're going to play this track now. This is called Yes, Yes.
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 See.
We'll be right back.
Backseat bingo. We're talking about the name, right? Like, what does it mean?
What does it mean? Yeah. Sex in the backseat.
Sex in the backseat.
Fuck
yeah. Everyone's done it.
Sexo atrás en el coche.
Not through the back. I mean,
I don't think that the Pope has done
duro,
that.
Duro, duro. Voy a dar duro. All right, that was backseat.
Spanish
okay.
porn.
Ay, papi, ay.
Estoy empapada.
So here in this podcast here at Piñata O, we got our guest here is Bean Crony. You can reach him out like, damn.
Damn, that was sick. Look at that.
Yeah, you got to bring that.
Let me see if I can stream. If I can stream.
You got to take a picture of that.
Vim, I got to add some shadows in there.
He just drew a picture of Lee like.
Yeah, he just drew me here. Like, if you, like, if you're watching so this, awesome. You can like, we're streaming
Wait, hold
this
it up
live.
To this camera here.
Over there, over there.
Over there.
There you go.
Yeah, it's exactly.
You gotta have him sign
it. Can you see it?
Awesome, man.
Can you see it?
You should make a T-shirt of that.
It looks like Santa Claus falling asleep.
DJ, yeah. DJ Santa.
He's like mixing tamales.
Yeah, it's like a. ¿Cuántos quiere?
No me dejaron ni nada de
más. What's up, dude?
¿Dónde están mis galletas?
Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 motherfucker.
Look at that shit, dude. So what are you doing with your arm?
I like this. Oh, yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice one. I'm just going to keep it. Mystery.
That's so awesome.
That's badass.
Oh, you know what I just barely noticed? It says bad dudes here. Yeah.
He hasn't finished
there you
it.
Go. Finish it. Finish
I
can, it.
I will finish it.
Cool, man.
This is dope.
Nice,
man.
That's a really nice picture. I like
yeah.
it.
So what's up, Fernando?
What's up, man?
Not much.
I've been here in the background, huh?
Nice. Good. So our guest here, Bean Crony. So you done film.
So our guest here, Bean Crony.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Ooh, echo.
Oh, some bitching.
What?
That guy sounds annoying. Okay, so going back to Bean Crony. Yeah. So how long you been doing this since, like, when did you decide it's like, oh, I want to make some videos and some.
Oh, man.
Like, who influenced you?
Whoa.
To grab a camera and, you know, invest money, time, and pursue it.
Lots of money, lots of time. And I've been shooting videos since I was like 14, just doing bands. Just taking like my mom got a VHS-C camera. I don't know if you guys remember this.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah,
the VHS,
yeah, yeah.
And you put like the cassette in the VHS. Anyways.
Yeah.
Got one of those, jacked that from her, and then was just like shooting whatever I could. Like little short films, little horror short films and cool. stuff. Really influenced by like everything I see, basically. I love like Sam Raimi's work, you know, before he like blew up and got gigantic with
whose work?
Sam Raimi, Spider-Man, director from yeah. Spider-Man and stuff. Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Yeah.
The shit.
Oh, Evil Dead?
Yeah, he did the...
Who's on that movie?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Back in the day.
Who's in Evil Dead?
Yeah, Evil Dead.
Bruce Campbell, yeah, man.
The chin.
So, yeah, like, seeing Evil Dead 2 especially really influenced me. But seeing, like, just growing up watching a lot of, like, 80s, early 90s horror, science fiction, Critters...
that was a good one.
Like that, Honey, yeah. I Shrunk the Kids. Just all this stuff that was just kind of like weird and like just fresh, I guess, when Hollywood, I guess, was making fresh stuff. I guess you could say that now. But yeah, so watching that stuff and just wanting to make films and comic books too. I grew up, you know, reading comic books ever since I was really little. So the combination of that with punk rock and going to punk shows and documenting just kind of like has made whatever style I have right now. But, Yeah. So what was the initial question? I fucking forgot it.
No, that was like, what was your main, like, your influence? What did you make you say, like, oh, okay, I'm going to do it. So you saw those as your influence. But, yeah. Like, what do you think of today, like, videos? Like, I noticed everybody can get a camera and do a video.
Yeah, it's so accessible now. Like, cameras and stuff are so cheap. I mean, your camera's in your phone. So yeah. HD camera's in your phone. So videos today... I don't know, man. I kind of hate them. You know, because there's a point to where I just don't like doing music videos at all. But that's when I have to flip it for myself and make it fun and interesting.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's like it's that weird balance of like, hey, I'm an artist, I guess. Yeah, I am an artist, and I'm making something, but I also have to make these people look really cool too at the same time, or yeah. help them, you know. Progress in their art making also with music videos. So it's this weird balance that I actually really like because it's a challenge. It can be a real challenge. But yeah, as far as like influencing, especially influencing me, I guess, to be professional with it is, which weird, I guess, is writers. There's a comic book writer. His name's Dwayne McDuffie. He passed away recently, probably like in February, but, he's been writing comics since the 80s, early 90s, definitely. He's really inspired me to do really professional stuff, right. Just to kind of make it happen. My friends, you guys inspire me all the time to do work, whether it's film or music or drawing, or, you know, I draw you guys because I'm inspired by you guys. Yeah. What else? What else you got for me?
quick question. What do you think
this,
of like
this? Look, this is what he drew, and this is what I inspire him.
Yeah.
Right. He saw me. He drew this.
I love it.
Yeah. It's my little dog, Rocky.
That's $1 million idea right there, man. Yeah.
That's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's got to be a cartoon, right?
Heathcliff.
Yeah.
Dog Heathcliff. Rocky.
Little Stoney.
Heathcliff.
Little Stoney.
Little Stoney.
That's what that reminds me of. Heathcliff.
He was the punk rock Garfield.
Yeah, he was.
I was gonna ask you really quick about Trent Reznor and his, you know, the soundtracks, you know, that he's doing for the movie Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. I don't know. Like, what do you think? Have you heard any of the music?
I haven't heard anything. I've been hearing about him collaborating. He's collaborating with like the Carano. And
did the Zeppelin song.
I mean, Trent's amazing. He's a definite. I mean, I, you know, listened to him as a kid growing up, and visually the music videos
amazing.
Yeah. So it's kind of getting to that. It's getting to that level, I guess, but not even. It's kind of just going my own path and just doing my own thing, and it just kind of ends up looking something like that.
Where is he from? Is he from LA too?
Where is Trent Reznor?
Who?
I think he's from
Reznor, I think he's from the East Coast.
East Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, because he's working in all the mediums, basically. Also, he did I think he did soundtrack stuff for Tetsuyo 3. If you guys haven't seen that, so more like weird cyberpunk, I guess. But yeah, so
crazy.
Was it music videos today? Yeah, they kind of suck.
What if Lil Wayne hit you up like, hey?
Yeah, that's the question.
You know?
Man, fuck, dude, I can't stand.
Hey, man,
I can't stand it, especially when he was even first starting out. It was man, Lil Wayne. I was like, fuck that shit. I mean, I get it. I totally get it.
I don't get it.
I love hip. No, I get it.
I love hip hop. I just don't get that. You know.
I get their mission. Like, I know what they're.
To make money.
To stay on top because these dudes, they're always releasing music. They're not like a band, like a punk rock band. These dudes are always constantly releasing music. And when they release it like.
But what happens to them?
They just release it, and then when they release it in the masses. I like, you know, bands. But I heard that a lot of bands right now, they're trying to take that, you know, kind of way of doing things, like how hip hop does it, like releasing the music, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, rappers release music like every day, every week, you know, constantly.
Yeah, it's interesting,
you know?
With rappers though, because they don't perform as often as rock bands do, you know. It's very like they'll do a showcase and play two songs and then be done, you know. It'll be like a show every 3 months or something like that. So yeah, there's just like different approaches, which is really interesting. I think probably hip hop is more like more of a merchandise thing. Like you have to like, oh, I'm connected with this brand of clothes and I've got.
Yeah, it became like a culture. You know, it's everywhere. Right, all over the world starts raising like.
Dr. Dre
but
beats.
That's why they were making their money too, because they saw that people were like attracted to anything that they do, from shoes to clothes to sweaters.
If you look, there's a lot
of. Now they're selling drinks, you know, like energy drinks and shit. Yeah.
Exactly. That's insane. But if you look, there's a lot of like. Punk bands that are doing that and getting big too, you know, like associating themselves with clothes and sunglasses and
or the logo. Yeah, the Misfits skull is everywhere.
Exactly.
It's all about that dollar, you know.
It's all about the dollar.
Dollar bill.
Yeah.
But it's cool because I'm glad, and I've been saying this for a while too, but recently that I'm so glad I'm kind of not in that mindset, I guess, because I'm so happy doing what I'm doing now. Like I don't care if I ever become super famous and make a ton of money, because I'm pretty good. Like I can eat, I have a roof over my head, I can make whatever I want to make and just be totally chill about it, and not be like, nice. I gotta have the car and I've got to be playing this huge venue and I've got to be doing. It's like I don't fucking care about
it. As long as you're happy, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah, some they take their talent to like, you know, to push it out.
Right.
Some they know they're
to an unhealthy extent. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Those guys are. You know, you put yourself out there, I think you'll be on demand, and you gotta kill yourself out there.
Right. Exactly.
You'll need to hire a manager.
Yeah. Right. Manager. I actually do need a manager, so if you're listening right now.
You'll get calls right now.
993-9562.
Yeah, call right now.
Send in your resumes, please.
Vim Crony.
Yeah, if you guys have any requests, any songs you want us to play,
Tupac. We got to play some Tupac.
We'll play Tupac at the end, but right now we're going to go with some little bit of Frank LePaul. We got about like 10 minutes or so.
Sweet.
A little mix
like
of
Frankie.
Sure.
He's a good guy.
All right, you guys ready?
All right, yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, man. We're going to do it.
Let's
do this.
All
right. Yeah, right there. Okay, let's try it. Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, no, no. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's like a protest tune, man.
Yeah, I dig that, man.
Yeah.
But you know, while you were singing,
I'm Dr. Greenthumb. Have you ever had the problem of running out of weed and just can't find some anywhere? Well, try my Dr. Greenthumb grow tips. I'll show you how to grow inside and out, from seed to clone, and the best homegrown. And if you're afraid of those pesky pork choppers in the sky, no worries, we'll fix them too. With one of our Dr. Greenthumb sizzling screens to block the nosy pig's vision. Don't believe me? Just ask one of my many satisfied clients here, Jed Sanders, how well it works.
Hello, my name is Jed, and I'm a farmer, and I've been growing marijuana for about 20 years. And with Dr. Green Thumb's sizzling screen, I don't have to point my shotgun at them pesky porkers no more. Thanks, Dr. Green. You're the shit.
Yes, Dr. Green Thumb's got it all. I guarantee it. Try my book, and you'll have the chronic in no time. Dial 1-800-713-GROW. That's 1-800-713-GROW.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello.
Like to tell you just where I'm from, in the hills where the trees go wild with weed fields. The fucking pigs with shields holding the blue steel. Greenhouse effect with the weed connect. DEA can't keep the green thumb in check. HPS, God bless the whole crop. Please God don't let me see no cop. Truckload ready to hit the highway. Don't let the eye in the sky fly my way. Oh, we're gonna have big trouble, that's no shit. Can't be growing without no permit. But fuck that, I study the 215 script. That way when they come, they can suck my dick. We can't grow without attention. Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. But thanks to Dr. Green Thumb, we grow in the backyard or inside with hydro. There's a kush plant brushing the tangerine dream. Tasty, blowing the fucking smoke screen. Cycles of weed are constantly grown. Somebody give me the right to cut drones. I'd like to stop, but it feels so good. 20 plants sticking up my whole neighborhood. Never wanna leave green alone, but never ever ever got a warrant from my home. What that funny sound knocking at the door? Sorry, Green Thumb, can't talk no more. Please don't follow me into the sun. Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. If I can't drive, then call me a cab. In my closet, the weed is dried out. Like Dick said, ain't no place to hide out. I don't wanna buy no weed from no cop. Get locked up and they close up my shop. That's why I buy no weed from no one. That's why they call me Dr. Green Thumb. The scientific, old mystical one. Growing my crop with the rays of the sun. Come on, come on, let's see how it's done. If you see the pigs, there's no need to run. Cause some of these pigs are down with Green Thumb. But you never know what be the outcome. The photo in the album. The weed is growing like my erection. Look, I never told you where I was from. Some call me Rebel, I'm Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
I'd like to tell you just where I'm from.
Yeah, I get around. Still clown when the underground. When we come around.
majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me, cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just the number has it of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Check it out. I get around. The underground just don't stop for hoes. I get around. Still jam with the underground. I get around. Hey, yo, shot. Let them hoes know.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was nice. That was nice. That was a nice little session right there. Feel good.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic session.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I want to announce a couple of things here. We're going to have a couple gigs coming up. We have a gig in Baldwin Park. It's going to be a Bob's cover, and that's in... 5128 Main Avenue in Baldwin Park. And we're going to play with Bodegas and Wife Beaters.
Oh, man.
Like the shirt?
70s
shirt.
Bush.
Like the shirt.
Yeah, this is going to be sweet. And it's on Thursday the 29th after Christmas.
Los Globos.
It's going to be Los Globos with the Pocket Rockets, Peckle Glove, So Wrong, After Glum. We're going to have, in between bands, we're going to have Gata Tech.
Gata Tech.
Circuit bending.
She's going to do some circuit
crazy
bending.
Noise.
Yeah, Sonia. Yeah. It's going to be this. Los Globos, it's located at 3040 West Sunset Boulevard in Silver Lake.
Tight.
It's right there in the middle.
Yeah.
Get there early, people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's early. Free before 9 and $5 after 9 p.m.
Cinco pelotas.
Hey, I want to thank Vin Cronin for coming down.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That was really awesome.
Stop it.
He did some couple drawings.
Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, I want to thank Frank LePaul for doing his thing.
Yeah.
It's been a good year.
Yeah.
Right?
And my friends right here. Henry and Fernandito.
2012. Armageddon.
Next year, right?
Yeah, December 21st.
Yeah, next year. What's going on next year? I don't know. 2012?
You're back 2012. Next year.
Yeah.
That's the next show.
Oh, yeah. The next show will be on January the 4th.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to have the Vim Dicta.
I saw that band. I was like, hey, they got my name
in there. Yeah, the Vim Dicta.
They got my name.
Yeah, Vim Dicta, that. And also decided kid Jake Gallagher. He's like a promoter. He's also an actor and a writer. He's been in a couple of commercials. He's a funny guy. He's going to be here on January the 4th. On a Wednesday from 7 to 9.
I'm into it.
I want to thank TQRStudios.com.
Yeah.
They got more shows. Check it out.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Jeremy, a.k.a. Big Chang.
It's been a good year for Skid Row Studios and everybody involved.
No bad for the last, five months?
Yeah.
So we're going to go out. I don't know, Frank, you got anything you want to take
us? I got one thing.
Yeah.
If you want me to, I'm going to play something.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Thank you for listening. This is another episode.
Happy
here
holidays, everybody.
Thank you, Ben, and thank you, everybody.
I forgot about that. Holidays.
Awesome. Merry Christmas,
everybody. Happy Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, too.
Where you at it.
That's it. All right, good night. Go ahead, Frank.
The war's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now! Cause when the going gets tough!